Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Hey, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm really thrilled to have my friend and colleague, Dr. Sharon Martin, joining me here today, because this is a very important topic. I'm going to introduce her in a minute. Mind, body, spirit. Oh, and energy. We all have it. We have it. We have it all. But we do not talk about it. And what today's show is going to be about, it's going to be about the complete version of energy that talks about the outer layer and the inner layer and so much more. You know, if I were to quote Dr. Jean Houston, who told me once, I love Jean, told me once, listen, in Italian, she says my name and she says, you know, you have a quantum partner and you're not talking to your quantum partner. You're creating all of this chaos and mess in your life when the solution is in front of you. You have to change. And she points to me and she goes, you have to change this. And I had no idea what she's talking about. Today, Dr. Sharon Martin is going to take us on the journey. You know, this stuff around us, this has, here's what it has. It has density. It has substance. It has meaning. It's dynamic. And it's invisible, except when we put it into human form. Dr. Sharon Martin is the creator of Maximum Medicine. She is also the author of a fantastic upcoming book we're going to talk about. You know, the body of work that she does isn't just to talk about the bridge between metaphysics, spirituality, and science. She lives in that world. She is a medical doctor who has studied all of the modalities that are out there that talk to the world of metaphysics. And this studying began learning alternative healing, energy medicine, you know, all of the esoteric languages and words that I'm not going to take time to mention. And when you watch her show or both shows, and we're going to talk about that, you get that sense that this is what she's doing. We've done several shows now, Maximum Medicine, several shows in the Healing Hour, which was so great. We've done several of these shows where people have come on and experienced from her healing life. And you can get those shows on Transformation Talk Radio. You can get those shows on YouTube. You just can get them. But today, she and I are going to have a conversation about what we do not have conversations about. And I have to tell you, there's a reason for me, because I'm just watching ordinary people have extraordinary, awful behavior. And that is a judgment on my part, because I can recognize it because I know what that looks like, because I used to do that myself. But what's really going on with them? You know, how do you go from absorbing that to understanding compassion is energy too? Doc Martin, great to have you.
Hi, Dr. Pat. I'm happy to be here. This is exciting because for me, I think I stumbled, and truthfully, it was stumbling onto something that needs to go mainstream.
Yeah.
In fact, everybody talks about how medicine is broken. Well, Western medicine is broken in many ways.
Yeah.
But the way that I think that we can save Western medicine, amplify it, make it bigger and better, is to start figuring out how to bring in energy. That really is going back to what the indigenous knew. The indigenous didn't have x-rays. They didn't have blood tests. They didn't have surgeries. They had their consciousness, their connection to the unseen world, their connection to nature, and the power of their intention, and they could heal. So we need to wake up to energy. Yeah. It sounds simple. It sounds like, oh, of course we know that, but we really don't. We are learning it. Many people are. In fact, I think, Dr. Pat, you know many of the thought leaders who are bringing energy medicine forward.
I do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, see, you and I are in that category now. We do it differently. I want to make a comment, because for a really long time when I was first introduced to this, and I think I was introduced to it the biggest way when we promoted What the Bleep Do You Know, we were the first show to launch that movie in Seattle and fill the stands, right? Fill the seats. But that was my first real introduction, but I already had an introduction. I had a baseline. And one of the things it got me to think about is I grew up and I remember my grandma and my grandpa on my mom's side. Now, many people would say, you're not going to call your grandma and your grandpa, who are devout Catholics, shamans, are you? Well, I might. Why? Because I watched both of them, or bring my grandfather bring rituals from Brazil. I watched my grandma. I watched her do rituals. We call them rituals today. This was just a way of life for her. I mean, incense, you walk into the house, you got two smells, garlic and incense, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it rubs off on you. And yet today's show, I hope we remove the stigma of allowing people to understand the power they have within them. You know, the life force energy within each of us. And how mm-hmm. we have used it for thousands of years, Sharon. This is not new.
No. It's new to have physicians trained in Western medicine, very academic, very scientific, double-blind, controlled studies, start to experience. And even though you can't make a study to prove it, you can't control all the factors. When people experience it, they know the truth of it.
Yeah.
You can't escape the truth of it.
Can't escape the truth. But I want to talk about it from your perspective. You know, the view of wholeness, the view of mind, body, spirit. You know, we've heard it. We've talked about it. I was reminded by Gail Tor, who made a comment to me the other day at a meeting, which I didn't know, you know, that we've been talking about it, but there is a question, is there more? From your perspective, from where you sit, is there more? Especially given, you know, your upcoming book and what you discovered along the way to writing that, Dr. Martin.
There is more. And I think that's what we have to wake up in each of us, because when we understand that we have an energy field and that, as people like Dawson Church and Bruce Lipton and others talk about, when you find out that your thoughts actually impact your energy field, and that energy field translates into your physiology, then you realize you have power. And that's my biggest message, is we have power. We have power outside of the system, within the system, in spite of the system. And that's what I think we should all try to access.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a short break, and it's going to be a very short one. We're going to be back in 30 seconds, everyone. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, and Doc Martin's going to walk us through, you know, the discovery. How does energy play out in the body? Because that is something we don't talk about. But yet, I bet intuitively, you know, it does. Dr. Sharon Martin, when we come back, we'll tell you how to find out about her book, how to find out about her website, and so much more, and how to find out about the phenomenal show she does with Dr. Georgia. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh. Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. I am so thrilled to have, you know, the expert, the maximum medicine expert joining me here today. You know, someone that understands that there is a gateway between the world of science, spirituality, metaphysics, shamanism, whatever you want to say about it. But today's show is especially important because it is the thing that we do not talk enough about. Before we get to talk about energy and how it plays out, please let folks know, one, how do they find out more about you? Then tell us about the other show you do.
All right. So my website's the best way to find me, drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. And that has my email and you can find everything about me there. But you also might like to hook up on the Transformation Talk Radio in the archives and the live streaming. I have a show once a month called Maximum Medicine. And I have a lot of guests who are pioneers and have worked in the field of energy medicine. But I also have a show with my good friend, Dr. Georgia Herrera, called Sacred Magic. And that is all about shifting energy and takes callers, and we do readings for people. So that's all the ways to find me. I think it'll be fun when you stumble across it. It'll be good. So I love that. So the picture behind me is from a mound of rocks outside of Antigua, Guatemala. And I was captivated by it. And it turns out it's a place that local Mayan priests visit all the time and put in herbs and candles in these cubby holes in the rocks. And that literally is an energetic ritual, as prayer is an energetic ritual. And somebody asked me, why do you like, I love to go to Mexico. And I'm not the beach, I'm not the Maya Riviera type. I go to the highlands, to the mountains, to the villages. And they say, why do you care? Why do you like that? And I said, there is life force there. People are connected to the land. People are connected to family, and everything about every vegetable grown there is beaming with life force. And that is a good fill up for me because, face it, in the United States, we have a lot of people arguing, people getting aggravated with each other. And there, it's very peaceful, the connection to the land. So what does that mean about energy? Well, on this trip, I specifically asked my good friend, Victor, who runs a tour guide, he's a tour guide there, to take me to the mountains to a small village that had basically been relatively untouched by Catholicism. So they still do the indigenous traditions. And the government learned, you know, that these women there who are healers called curanderas, they were important enough and ancestral wisdom, ancient wisdom, to preserve. So they put up a building for these women to work out of. And I went to talk with them. And I wanted to know, they do various rituals. One is called the limpia, where they hold a bunch of herbs together and they clear your energy field. And so, you know, if you didn't stop and feel it, you might say, well, they're just whacking me with a bunch of sticks. But when I talked to them and I said, you know, is this something you were trained in or do you have intuition? They said half and half. I was 6 years old when I started watching my grandmother. These are rituals handed down over time. And I said, how do you sense the person? And they said, we see it. And they, you know, they did what Pat said. What is this here? They see it. And they said, because we see it, we know what's wrong. And I said, then what do you do? They said, we let the energy of the plant move away anything that's holding sadness or stagnation. Or so here are people who for millennia have connected with the natural world, in this case, plants, and use that to change the person's energy field and change then whatever's ailing them. And I said, well, you know, do you ever get, since you're being intuitive and you're tapping into these people's energies fields, do you ever get like you worry that you've taken on too much? Because that is a problem when you're an empath or an intuitive. And they said, well, we always have obsidian. And we put obsidian over our umbilical area, or we wrap our belly with a red belt for protection. So here, this is really energy in its most fundamental. The energy they feel that obsidian brings, the energy they're reading in the person. So it's not a spoken thing. It's not something you can measure with a blood test. It's not something that you can do an X-ray and get. And they are able to then shift, asking the plant to help.
Wow.
That's where we need to get back.
Yeah. 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 I love that you're bringing this up, because it is related to how I grew up with my grandma and my grandpa on my mom's side. They were different. Clearly, they were different. And I didn't know how different they were until I got older. I also didn't know that my grandfather was born in Brazil. Hello. So there's a lot that gets explained. But I now know that all those things I watched, I grew up as an avid candle lighter. Why? In the Bronx. Why? How did this get passed on? You could not take me into a church. And now they're electronic, but once upon a time, they were real. You, as a young girl, 5 years old, 4 years old, you could not walk me into a Catholic church. And we had some beautiful Catholic churches in New York, I'm just saying. And I would beeline it. I would pull out of everybody's hands that were holding me, and I would beeline it to the candles. And of course, I would grab them and I would just light them away. And of course, that wasn't their purpose. So everybody panicked, right? They had a purpose. And definitely my grandpa had to pay and put the money in the box for the candles, like the 10 candles I lit.
Uh-huh.
But I would not be able to go into that space without doing that, right? Now, I now know what that's about. But as a young child, they think you're a pyromaniac, but I was not. See, but it's what we're talking about is an innate feeling. And I love that story you just shared, because it reminded me of those moments where I got to learn, we got to experience things that we normally wouldn't. But Doc Martin, these things are passed down generation to generation. Isn't that what you experienced there?
Yes, it's so inherent because it's such a vital part of their life. And I say, how do you choose the herbs? And they said, well, there's ones that their grandparents had used, but then it's whatever they connect to of the flowers they find in the field. And they each have their favorite. Hold on 1 second, because I have a puppy who's wreaking havoc.
Oh, good. Let's talk about that. By the way, let's go take a short break, Colton. And when we come back, we'll come back and pick up where we come from. Now, I know where the puppy is doing that, because the puppy loves our voices. There's no question. It happens with dogs. It happens with cats. There's something about the energy and the vibration of, one, what we're talking about, the content, but also the way we're talking about it. I can't tell you how many shows where the cats, I had a show once with somebody where the cat jumped on the host's head. So I hope Sammy doesn't do that. You should bring Sammy. We have to say hi to Sammy. Let's take a short break, Colton. We'll be right back.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why or how, the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become. This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Oh my gosh. Every time I hear that music, I am so grateful. And I want to talk about this because we're going to talk about the power of thoughts right now and what the power of thoughts does to generate changes in our energy. I cannot say enough. And Doc Martin is going to talk about this in a depth and a breadth that most of us are still learning to understand. If you want to find out more about Dr. Sharon Martin, go to drsharonmartin.com. You can go to maximummedicine.com. And, you know, this is where you're going to be seeing some things change, some things new, some special things we're talking about as we go into 2023, because a lot of us do feel it's a new energy. It's a new energy that's causing most of us to really change, to look. And, you know, whether you are an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, you're not, you know, you have had some reflection of this year that perhaps you didn't thought you were going to get. But what do you do with it? And what role do your thoughts play, Sharon, Doc Martin?
Well, I think this is such an important thing. And I addressed this in a couple of chapters in my book that's coming out in May, Maximize Your Healing Power, Shamanic Techniques to Overcome Your Health Challenges. And how you think really, really does impact your destiny. And people who have written beautifully on this topic, Wayne Dyer was one who was very good at expressing and teaching about that. And I remember also the book and the studies by David Hawkins. He was a psychiatrist, a scientist in the National Institutes of Health, and ended up moving out to Sedona, Arizona after a metaphysical experience happened to him. I don't know the details of that. But he then deepened into energies of feelings and thoughts, and he put them on a logarithmic scale. And as you can know, and you know this because of how you feel when you embody a particular feeling, love is way up, is the highest. And then you've got shame, which is down low, jealousy, anger, things like that. But you can feel your way into what we call a higher vibration energy. When you vibrate, meaning hold the energy of, which really does translate into a frequency in your molecules, you are commanding your physical body to live in a more expanded way. And when you embody a certain thought, and the biggest one to help you shift anything, which is easier to get to, you can't can't make a person say, go, okay, well, just feel love for something. That's hard to do, especially when you're cranky or you don't physically feel good. But you can feel gratitude. And if you can feel one thing you're thankful for, that you got a meal today, that you have a roof over your head, that is enough to shift you into a better energy. And we say energy very broadly. Greg Braden writes about the physics more than I'm able to do. I think Dawson Church does a beautiful job in his book, Mind Into Matter. But those thoughts really do change your molecular structure. Candace Pert did a study, and she called it the molecules of emotion. When you think a certain, feel a certain emotion, the brain chemistry changes. And when your brain chemistry changes, your experience changes, and that translates down your neural networks for your physiology to change. Qigong experts also understand this. So Pat was talking about how a lot is happening. People are shifting.
Yeah.
COVID, besides being a public health nightmare, and besides coming with so much political stuff all around it, really, really forced us to look at what do we value. And what, when we're forced to lock down, we're forced to be alone with our thoughts, we're forced to assess what's really important, we have the opportunity for big change. Unfortunately, what this whole, there's an energy of COVID. There's an energy in the thoughts that it elicits. And then the things in consequence, like the supply chain mix up, the remote working, the now you have to come back, but you say heck no to your boss. You're not going to come back. You don't want to be in that partitioned cubicle thing. Those energies, though, really have permeated our consciousness. And some people have flipped a switch in their reality to alternative, in my opinion, bizarro world.
That's behaviorally, emotionally, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. It's the whole gamut. And when mm-hmm. you put that together and you see that outcome, is that the right word? When you see that show up, meaning what you didn't see before that is the energetic sphere of that chaos going on inside of them that hit a tipping point and boom, everything is done as wrong.
And it's usually a fear that your freedom's going to be taken away, a fear, and that becomes the fear of, does the vaccine have a chip in it? Or a fear of the government's going to make us this. So you're spinning in fear, then you see them versus us, then you're spinning in anger and fractured. And pretty soon you've made yourself into a totally new, we're over here and we're in this thought process because over here is not us and not, it's very fractured. And and that it did start with an energy, I think, a lot of fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm telling you, I had an experience of it. Let me just drop this in on you and see what you get. I have a best friend. You know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
We probably had a million past lives together. And she tells me she found a tick on little Sadie the dog and found a tick on the back of her neck. And okay. So that is enough for me.
With your experience with Lyme, you drove off the cliff.
You Oh my God.
Off the cliff.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and I understand. So how do I react? I try to stay calm, but I know her. I know she is not going to pay it any attention. So I have to text her sister and say, you need to watch that. And this is when you know somebody knows better. I said, did you keep the tick? No. So now I go into this. And I have to come back to a moment. But that's how quickly fear ignites. and it will hit you on things that you probably hadn't thought about it. And then a little bit later, after she tells me about it, you know, I realize that that tick was way too big to be the Lyme tick. And then I start to think, well, maybe it was. Anyway, the point is this. It doesn't take much for us to come off center.
To go over the edge.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take much. But I think that your talk and your conversation about energy, and especially the way you handle it in the, you know, Maximum Medicine, you know, the whole idea of the matrix. And there's so much more to say about that. If we learned how to detect the energy, because I think the energy comes first on the inside. What do you think?
Yes, and I'm going to add something else in here. And this is another big section in my book. At that moment, if you can tap into the energy of something bigger than yourself, a universal intelligence, a higher being, an angel, a god, a power animal, if you can tap into those forces, life forces, and energy forces that are more powerful than one mere human, you can center yourself again. And that's where, quote, energy can really play a role, is when you recognize that you have unseen helpers. Now, Mike, I'm just going to digress a quick second, but you'll get the point when I come around to it. My guest for Maximum Medicine on the first Wednesday of January is Sharon Klingler, a renowned medium and clairvoyant. And she's just written a book about, you know, basically spirit helpers. And that's such a timely thing right now, because the energy of the universe, which is so much more vast than our human energy field, can be aligned with us and can therefore assist our evolution. So this is a chance to bring yourself back from the edge by connecting with the bigger, I call them the big guns.
Yeah. Sharon, I want to ask you this question, because a lot of times, you know, I mentioned to you earlier before we even got in here, I'm spending the month of December in a very small room in my house. I don't even know how big this room is. It's like teeny, but it's my sanctuary space. I have sanctuary space throughout the house, but I don't have a concentration quite like I have in this room. And, you know, it contains many, many things, you know, along the way for me. Because what I realized about it is there was some things I needed to shift. And, you know, whether it's my toe situation or whatever it is, this is a place that I look to my right. I have got I can't even show it to you because it's probably somebody's going to email me, but I am looking at least 10 eagle feathers that were passed on to me, right? Mm-hmm. They're there. I'm looking at art. And being in this room, even in a very uncomfortable chair right now, mm-hmm. with a beautiful window, changes me.
And you're also tapping into, and I see the photographs behind you.
Yeah.
Things that we look at that bring us a memory, bring us a feeling, do shift us. And that's, I guess, what artists know best. I'm not an artist, but that's what art does. That's what music does.
Yeah.
So when you surround yourself with objects that evoke in you a feeling, you are changing your this.
Yeah. And can we talk to people for a minute? And I want them to understand that you walk the talk. The other thing you do so well is you create these beautiful blessings, these beautiful stone blessings. and the power in them and what you do to create them. And for those of you out there, if you have not gotten yourself or someone a holiday gift, you just need to get a hold of Sharon. She'll give you her phone number in a minute, because they're not just things that get put together. There is an energetic spark plug that gets put in them. That's my word. But see, I think we need that now. And the other thing, Sharon, I'd like for us to talk about when we come back from break is, despite the world going around us, despite people that have nobody else to blame but you, you're the one in front of them, could be for a lifetime, all of that, you have to feel what you feel, and then you have to try to find a place of compassion. Because if you can find a place of compassion, you can move to a place of gratitude. And we're living at a time now where those of us here that have gone through COVID, there are certain things that have happened that we're still battling with and going up against the big guns. But people are experiencing things right now energetically that they have not experienced before. And Sharon, I am not talking about, I'm talking about people, the average ordinary people. I'm talking about people that get up and go to jobs. And I'm talking about spiritual and thought leaders. No one is exempt.
There's one other thing that we haven't thrown into here. There are actually energetic, electromagnetic, geomagnetic fields, right, forces generated by the Earth itself, generated by our galaxy and other objects in the galaxy, and generated outside our galaxy. Those vibratory fields influence us. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot going on right now and has been for a few years. Mm-hmm. So this is when you, I tell people this all the time, this is when you link up to the Earth and to your higher beings, because in that way you maintain your center, because there's a lot of tumult going on and it's topsy-turvy and it can knock you flat and get you all wound up.
Yeah. When we come back, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about maximum medicine. You know, what is it when we say maximum medicine, but what is it that has been created that will enable us, me, you, everyone here, to have the tools they need to move forward? There's a white piece of paper behind me. You can't see it well because the sun is hitting it, but I'm going to pull it forward. That white piece of paper has more meaning to me than any other book that I have behind me that you can't see, anything I've ever read. Because it was done at a time with a very close person of mine who has passed away. In a workshop we did when we declared our future, at a time where either one of us thought we had one. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Dr. Sharon Martin.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills, founder of Balance Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. The Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Find out more about this program on my website, getrootedradio.com.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic. Trust the unseen. Experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
That song, I'm sorry. Every time I hear it, I got to comment on it. Welcome
Who
back
is
to
it?
The Dr. Pat Show. Here's what it is. This, the foundation of our network was built on interns and the grace of God, spirit, universe, whatever you believe in, and my relentlessness to follow a pathway that nobody else agreed upon. Once upon a time, we got called because I couldn't find the email where Coldplay, if you're listening, gave me permission to use clocks. And I had been using clocks for so long on the show. And I had an email from them through their fan base that I could use clocks on my show so long as I kept the show positive. Okay, end of that story. Now comes in all of the watchdogs. Don't play the show. You can't do this. No music. I mean, it just got crazy. Nick Johnson was one of my longest term interns at the time. I got a ton of them from the Institute. Jessica is a graduate of the Institute, started as an intern. But Nick Johnson started before Transformation Talk Radio. That's his song. He's playing the keyboards on it. And he gave it to us because he and some of the students, which you hear in the background, which I never got the names of, that's where the song came from. There's a long version of it. And one day, Colton, I'm going to have you play the long version through the break. When I hear that woman sing that song, it just makes me want to rise up. And when she says someday, you have to believe in someday, right, Sharon?
Now, yeah.
Before we go on, how do people get a hold of you? How do they contact you for blessings? All of that. Let's do that right now.
Okay. Best way is my website, drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. The best way is to email me because I look at my emails often. There is a phone number, but the truth is I don't check it as often as I should. So email me. It's good. On the website.
Look, we're going to talk about Maximum Medicine now because Maximum Medicine brings it all together. I'm excited about the book. I can't wait. I'm excited about the courses you're going to teach. There's so much. But one of the things that I'm really acutely aware of is that when you do this, I don't know if that backwards, if you're reading that.
No, nope, that's perfect.
Okay. You see that?
Yeah.
This is me and Bobby Braden. If you come in my office, there's a beautiful solid oak desk that she gave me. This is Bobby and I, and we're in a workshop, a thought workshop of a spiritual practice that's all about thought. Ernest Holmes, whatever he does, I learned it. Catherine Ponder, I was a student. And we were in this workshop, and we had to write something on a paper. And that's what I wrote. Before the power of now. That's what I wrote. And we had to talk about it. Because back then, I read Ram Dass's book. I knew who Ram Dass was. I couldn't grasp Be Here Now. So my version of revolt was that. and I actually had a little battle with Eckhart on it. And, you know, I'm glad those social media messages are deleted now.
So let me tell you what I see when you talk about the energy of that piece of paper. That energy is, in effect, a ritual. You took your thought, your desire, and you wrote it down. For humans, writing is a very powerful technique. It's one of our most ancient things that make us human, as is fire. So when we want to maintain our energy in today's world, I want to just throw in that we need some ritual, some daily ritual.
Thank
for you.
You
going into the church and lighting the candle, that was a ritual that you and many past lives had done because it was literally imprinted in your cellular matrix. And rituals for just a simple ritual for the day is sitting down at a place that you, Pat's deemed this room that she's in, her sanctuary. You make yourself a sacred room or a spot, even a corner of a desk, a corner of a table. And when you're in that space, and this is literally a designated geographic energetic location, and you put your thoughts, your intentions, your wishes, your prayers in there, you heighten that space. And every time you repeat it, it heightens and it becomes a sacred vortex. At the end of the day, you sit, you light a candle, and you just let out the stuff that's got you off center. Put it into the fire. If you want then to write something down for the next day, write down what is the power of next. What is your next step? But that ritual, just the release and the commitment to what comes next, very powerful messages that your thoughts are now sending your body and sending you forward in the world. Mm-hmm. And the world is going to, especially in the United States, I mean, we walk hand in hand with so much violence, so much fracturing, so many moments of loss of manners. I could go mm-hmm. on. Mm-hmm. Recenter yourself. Release all that stuff. That's why I go to the mountains of Mexico, because mm-hmm. I can release all of that frustration with people who aren't nice to each other, people who want to shoot them up and think that's great and okay, congressmen and women who have zero manners. I go to Mexico to this village that people are peaceful and they're still connected to the land. But you can do that every day. You can have your own little mountains of Mexico in that act, in that ritual of releasing to a candle, saying a prayer. You don't have to write it down. You can just say it to yourself, how you want the day to unfold. Yeah. Paint the canvas of your next day in your mind. That will regroup you, recenter you, and keep your ship sailing forward.
Yeah. I love that you talked about that, because we have to recalibrate every minute. I mean, mm-hmm. what I'm talking about is, you know, Sunday was my birthday, and, you know, I don't really pay attention to my birthday, but there was something about this Sunday energetically that I felt. I didn't do anything, but I spent time being with whatever it was that was going to show up for me. And, you know, I spent some time in here. I spent some time outside. I have giant, they're not branches. I literally have parts of the tree that came down and missed the house. Giant, giant pieces. I got to get a chainsaw, cut them up. I love chainsaws, cutting things up like that. But, you know, what you were talking about is I showed you one thing, and I'm going to show you another. I have never put this on air. I've never put this on air.
Is it a talking stick?
This I created in 1997 on my first vision quest with Sidonia Kay, who became my mentor, who passed away shortly, several years after. But this was the first thing I had ever created like this ever. In the desert, by a rock that I soon found out I didn't know how to get back to my base, because this is what I was creating. And when you go on these vision quests, you're not given much. You have no phone. That's everything's gone. You're not showering. There's none of that. You're dirty. You're given instructions. Of course, you don't follow them. And you find
yourself lost. That's a major recalibration, isn't it?
It is. And just like Mexico, it's a major recalibration. And, you know, it's calling me, because Sunday what I realized, I know what my to-do list is. I saw this, it fell. This fell. There's no way this should have fallen. I could hardly get it off of the thing back here today. But it came down and it was over here and it fell down. And it was such an indication for me as I know what's next. And I know that despite whatever dissonance may show up, I have the power to neutralize it within me. Mm-hmm. And that's what you shared today. And I hope we can remind people that they have the power within them, whether it's a screaming boss. And by the way, the boss that sent me on this vision quest was to steal Sedonia's ideas so he could create a corporate vision quest. That didn't work out for him. He sent the wrong person to do that. but there are things we know. Sharon, I love what we're talking about. People can work with you, and this is really important for them to know. They're going to find out more and more about your work as we move forward. But there are no mistakes. I get asked, don't you know it's illegal to have taken those eagle feathers? And what I say is, I didn't. They were given to me by Indigenous people who said to me, it's so bizarre, I can hardly say it. And this goes back into the 1990s, who said to me, you are Indigenous. And I said, I'm not. My family is from the Mediterranean. The internet destroyed that lie. My grandfather was born in Brazil. Uh-huh. He was a farmer. My aunt and uncles looked very different. Dark hair, sharp blue eyes. It was the greatest family secret we had. And I still am processing that.
But, you know, even if you're, you know, you're from Germany, you have Indigenous.
Exactly.
You know, Ukrainians have Indigenous.
Yeah.
Asians have Indigenous.
Exactly. But I would hide those eagle feathers. Monica, you know, from the Lakota tradition, we did coming of age programs. The falsities we tell ourselves negate the truth of who we are. You know, the falsities of hiding such a precious gift from people that showed me the way to walk, the Indigenous traditions. This kid from the Bronx. So when I say I never saw myself here, I really didn't. But I don't think you did either, Sharon. I think this is a pathway you carved out for yourself. And that's what we want to leave people with, isn't it?
I think that's right. And the fact that even if you can't see it or feel it, you have spirit guiding you in the form of your literal ancestors, of the powers of the universe around you.
Yeah.
So you have helpers, you have access to help.
Yeah. Dr. Sharon Morton, everybody, please check out the website, drsharonmorton.com. Personal message, what do you want to leave us with today?
Go back to the basics, the connection to the land and to your form of God, whatever that is. That will sustain you. That will take you to the power of next.
I love it. Dr. Sharon Morton, lots more to come. When's your next show with Georgia, Dr. Georgia?
On the solstice. So everybody, Sacred Magic, Georgia and I do intuitive readings. Georgia's a master energy mover. It's on the solstice, Sacred Magic. It's exciting.
I love it. Oh, and for those of you out there, yes, I am going to do my solar return show, hoping to get Marty on. And yeah, we're going to do that show. Linda's planning it now. We always do a solar return show every
awesome.
December. And you'll get the real deal on the deal of the 2023. Thank you all for tuning us in. Colton, thank
all
you
right.
very much.
Thank you,
Doc. We'll see you in a minute.
views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.